nothing. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. About grave robbers from outer space. That there is a time to live, and that there is a time to die.
When I was back, when I was back.
Yet death is always a shock to those left behind. It is even more of a shock when death, the proud brother, comes suddenly without warning. That's always a shock. When death, the proud brother, comes suddenly without warning. Just at sundown, a small group gathered in silent prayer around the newly opened grave of the beloved wife of an elderly man. Sundown of the day, yet also the sundown of the old man's heart.
Anymore. well, or you're in trouble.
WCOM FM, this is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carver. Furious George Show. We do this every Thursday. And we're spinning into the new year, having recovered from the recent end of the world. In fact, my last show had a lot to do with the Mayan calendar and switching over here into the new calendar. So we made it, you know? F you Mayans, huh? We're going to do a little different thing here this time. We're going to just have some fun, play some cool beats and just crazy wacky sounds. Try not to get too serious, but be furious. This is Michael Powered Radio. We are part of this beautiful low-power FM experience in downtown Carrboro. And I like to do this. I've been doing this for the past 8 years or so and been part of Michael Powered Radio for about 15 years. And at this point in my career, I'm ready to shake things up a little bit. So, speaking of shaking, we're going to do some more booty shaking and try to keep the music rocking and only disturb it with just a crazy soundbite or two. Nothing too political, but you know how furious it gets. We'll probably have to spin something in there that just happens to make me angry. Right there in the background, classic J Dilla. The guy who's the producer from everything from the Beastie Boys to Far Side. So this is his classic Donuts album. I'm going to get back into some more low-end theory. Some other fun stuff. If you like what you're hearing, check out furiousg.blogspot.com where you can see some more crazy sounds. Hear some more crazy sounds. See some more old shows. Or check out wcomfm.org where is the easiest way you can, you know, support Micropower Radio beyond what you're already doing currently, which is listening and hopefully driving straight with a clear mind, empty belly, no burps. Hey, look, we have all different kinds of DJs on the station. DJ Buck Rooster's in the house, and we got some more fun micro-powered folks coming in later on the evening. DJ Grizzes with some really awesome fun sounds from the punk rock, ska, reggae world. I'm going to try and keep this hip-hop beat going. Bam. If you like what you're hearing, go to 919-929-9601. Give me a call. Who knows? Maybe I can even entertain a request. But for the most part, look, this is all about having some fun. Enjoying yourself. I am. I'm furious.
Next to the speed of light, which Einstein says is the only absolute in the universe, second only to that I write money.
Isn't that a lovely name? John Ray, Joanna Pendleton.
I doubt it. Most of them are asleep. But it was by a jolt, Jeff. I'll check.
Good. We'll get it ready for landing. Keep it quiet until we get instructions.
Right.
Okay, Denny.
American flight 812, reporting to Burbank Tower. Over.
And this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off. You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
talking to me?
Maybe we're getting old. Whatever it is, it's gone now. That's the best thing for us, too. Gone.
Yeah, let's go.
The grief of his wife's death became greater and greater agony.
I just start
failure to communicate.
Music.
Music.
Freestyle.
Music.
I freestyle.
Music.
Hit that beat. Freestyle music.
Hit that beat like ping pong. Like hit that beat like ping pong. Like Tarzan, like King Kong. Like what is she on?
Does your dick that?
Yeah, much as we could. They're pretty scared.
Finding a mess like this ought to make anyone frightened. Have one of the boys take the guy and the girl back to town. You take charge.
Okay, Inspector. What are you going to do?
Look around a little.
Freestyle music.
Do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God.
Once you get beyond the range of those lights, you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face.
I will get one of the flashlights from the patrol car.
Yeah, be careful, Blake.
I'm a big boy now, Johnny.
Thank you.
who the funk is, you better move.
I saw a flying saucer.
Saucer? You mean the kind from up there?
Yeah, its counterpart. It was shaped like a huge cigar. Dan and Edith saw it too. When it passed over, the whole compartment lighted up with a blinding glare. Then there was a tremendous wind that practically knocked us off our course.
Did you record it?
Yeah, radioed in immediately. They said we'll keep it quiet until you land. And as soon as we landed, big army brass grabbed us and made us swear to secrecy about the whole thing.
Oh, it burns me up. These things have been seen for years. They're here. It's a fact.
And the public ought to know about it.
Something more you can do about it.
Only there isn't. All but what's the use of making a fuss?
The last night I saw a flying object that couldn't have possibly been from this planet. But I can't say a word. I'm muzzled by army brass. I can't even admit I saw the thing.
Give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich and you haven't broken any rules.
anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I'm gonna make him an offer, Gavin.
Hey, what about Mr. Kong?
People turning south from the freeway were startled when they saw three flying saucers high over Hollywood Boulevard. Field activities was to make the greatest decision of his career. He made that decision. Colonel Edwards gave the signal to fire. Then as swiftly as they had come, they were gone, even to the piercing eye of radar and the speeding jet fighters.
We have to put a barrier between us and the snake.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Are you worried about
it,
sir?
Well,
he must have a reason for their visits. Visits? Well, that would indicate visitors. Big guns, the usual way of welcoming visitors.
We haven't always fired at them.
Oh?
For a time, we tried to contact them by radio.
Get older.
take it.
That's everywhere.
Did you just have a brain fart?
Back into time, back into time, back into time.
Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry!
See who shits on the sidewalk.
Come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Hello.
All out of bubblegum.
Well, you should be, because the beret's going to kick your big ass. I know Kung Fu.
Then they attacked a town.
A small town, I'll admit, but nevertheless a town of people. People who died.
I never heard about that, sir.
Well, it was covered up by the higher echelon. Take any fire, any earthquake, any major disaster, then wonder. Flying saucers, Captain, are still a rumor, officially.
Beat them off again, sir.
What do they want? Where are they from? Where are they going?
They, sir? Who? Well, this is a training maneuver, sir. We only did a little practice firing at the clouds.
Yeah. I wonder what their next move will be.
Thank you.
Your space commander has returned from Earth.
Send him in. You have your report?
We had to pull in here to Space Station 7 for regeneration. We're returning to the planet Earth immediately thereafter.
What progress has been made?
We contacted government officials. They refuse our existence.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Ah, yes. Plan 9 deals with the resurrection of the dead. Long-distance electrodes shot into the pineal and pituitary glands of recent dead. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
How successful has it been?
We have risen two so far. We shall be just as successful on more.
The living, they have no suspicion of your movements.
We had to dispose of one policeman. However, none of those risen have been seen. At least not by anyone who still remains alive.
It's too bad it must be handled this way. But it must. Those who we take from the grave will lead the way for our other operations.
Yes, Excellency.
Continue on. Report to me in 2 Earth days.
I feared His Excellency wouldn't take our report this well.
Well, had he been dealing with our own people, his reaction would have been completely different. He understands the difficulties of the Earth race.
What do you think will be the next obstacle the Earth people will put in our way?
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems. But those whom we're using cannot think. They are the dead, brought to assimilated life by our electrode guns. You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Are you crazy? Just got back from an orgy. Some guy named Steve's house. I'm exhausted. I mean, my wiener said to me, Jackie, I've had enough of this orgy. Put me back in your underwear.
Well, Dick, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, more than I piss excellence.
I'll blow this place up and be home in time for corn.
Diplomatic community.
nothing's going to take me from it. Besides, most men try and keep their wives from going home to mama.
That's not the point.
That's all the point there's going to be. Now toddle off and fly your flying machine, darling. But if you see any more flying saucers, will you tell them to pick another house to buzz? Be careful.
About what's going to happen in 2050 or in 2100. Again, this pervasive sense up to now has been that climate change is distant, distant in time and distant in space. And what we're now beginning to see is that it's not so distant. It's not just future generations. It's us.
Oh, you're the only thing
and
I
it's
do,
our own children.
Oh, forget
I have a 9-year-old son. He's going to be my age in the year 2050. I don't want him to live in the world that we're currently hurtling towards.
Describe that world for me as you can see it.
Currently we are scheduled, unless we change direction, to go through the 2-degree mark. And in fact we're heading on towards 3, 4, and perhaps even 6 degrees centigrade warmer than in the past. As you go, things get much, much worse.
But I'll be locked up in there. Now, off to your wild blue yonders.
You promise you'll lock the doors immediately?
I promise. Besides, I'll be in bed before half an hour is gone, with your pillow beside me.
My pillow?
Well, I have to have something to keep me company while you're away.
And in fact, let me just use a simple analogy, because people often will say, well, you know, 4 or 5 degrees, that doesn't sound like very much. I mean, I see the temperature change more from night to day. But it's the wrong way to think about it. I mean, think about when you get sick and you get a fever. Your body is usually at 98.7 degrees. If your temperature rises by 1 degree, you feel a little off, but you can still go to work, you're fine. It rises by 2 degrees, and you're now feeling sick. In fact, you're probably going to take the day off because you definitely don't feel good. And in fact, you're getting everything from hot flashes to cold chills. Okay, at 3 degrees, you're starting to get really sick. And at 4 degrees and 5 degrees, your brain is actually slipping into a coma. You're close to death. I think there's an analogy here of that little difference in global average temperature, just like that little difference in global body temperature, can have huge implications as you keep going. We'll be right back.
Mr. Dan! Mr. Dan! Mr. Dan? Dog boy! Ah! Where's Mr. Dan? And are you? I'm Dog Boy, and we gotta talk. What about? About your Obama guy. My Obama? He won the election, right? Yep, he sure did. So why is he nominating these Republican types, Dog Boy? Well, Dog Boy, it's a smart move politically, I guess. Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? He's a maverick. First, Obama keeps Bush as Secretary of Defense. Now another Republican to run the Pentagon? I guess they're good at war stuff. Plus, Chuck Hagel's peaceful. And supported the Iraq War Resolution? Yeah, but he didn't want to. And what about John Brennan to head the CIA? Oh, he's not the controversial one. Don't worry. Except in 2008 when he dropped out of the running, right? Yeah, but that's because he was involved in torture and rendition stuff under Bush. And don't forget his love of spying on Americans. Yeah, but things were different then. Well, now Congress reauthorizes domestic spying and no one notices. Remember, Dog Boy, Obama says, don't look backwards, look forward. Forward to the next drone strike? Well, kinda. Forward to the next rendition flight. I guess. Oh, forward to the next signature strike where we kinda pretty much know the bad guys are there and no civilians are ever, ever killed? I wish Mr. Dan was back from the fiscal cliff. Oh, Mr. Dan! Thank you, thank you. That dog boy asked too many questions.
Announcing that symbols on the Mayan calendar that had long been interpreted to signal an apocalypse actually translate more literally to a, quote, time of pale obese gun monsters. With the help of newly discovered tablets and pictograms, leading historians are piecing together a Mayan narrative that predicted an era of total disgust and confusion, where hordes of fools feast on murder and live in filth. The monsters detailed in these ancient texts are described as tying themselves to talking slave boxes, sending giant death birds to murder their enemies, and forcing their, quote, strongest monsters to battle, minds ravaged to violent paste for joy of all.
The Mayans are predicting the transition of the world into constant violence and sorrow, with descriptions that translate almost directly into wild beasts of destruction and savage freaks constantly feeding. Of course, we still think these theories are just nonsense.
But according to some doomsday theorists, certain connections are too strong to ignore, like a description of a slowly dying child, loved by all, helped by none, which may have prophesied television's popular Honey Boo Boo.
degrees and 5 degrees, your brain is actually slipping into a coma. Okay, you're close to death. I think there's an analogy here of that little difference in global average temperature, just like that little difference in global body temperature, can have huge implications as you keep going. And so, unfortunately, the world after 2 and especially after 3 degrees starts getting much more frightening. And that's exactly what the scientists keep telling us. But will we pay attention to those warning signs?
I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
Yeah. You can say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want. You're going to have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them because you're in the television business now. You got the all-suicide channel on cable TV. You need these people as viewers. You need people looking in. You got to worry about your ratings. You're going to have to be thinking about sweeps months. Most folks know what sweeps months are now. Those are the more important sweeps ratings months of the year when they put on all their biggest attractions and their hottest stars, try and pump the ratings up a little bit, get the local stations to adjust their advertising rates. You're going to have to compete with the mentality of network television. And I think on an all-suicide channel during sweeps months, you're going to have to go with mass suicide. Large numbers, because don't forget, besides sweeps, we're going to have to be thinking about 24-hour-a-day programming. So to make this work, we need organization. You need a system. Can't just sit around the studio all day long and wait for people to drop by and commit suicide. What we have to do is build up a large pool of hopeless people. Plenty of them. Nobody gives a fuck about them. Nobody's taking them. Nobody's got a plan. Nobody's got any money. Nobody's got a program. Nobody gives a fuck about homeless people. We don't know how many we have even. We know 500,000 of them are veterans because we're so good to the veterans in this country. Doesn't work. And the judge is giving these fucking draconian sentences. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100-year sentences. Life term. Double life. One guy about a month ago was given 3 consecutive life terms plus 2 death penalties. How the fuck do you serve that? Okay, apparently in this land of plenty, this richest nation in the history of the world, we're so proud of saying that, some supermarkets have 100,000 items in them. We have 19 million Americans claiming to be depressed. And some of them take medicine for it. Sometimes the medicine makes one of them commit suicide, and that depresses the shit out of the rest of them. Then you have these people who only think they're depressed. They think they're depressed because they saw the commercial on TV and the doctor looked like a good guy. The music sounded kind of peppy, and what the fuck, some of these pills would probably just pick me right up. Totally fucking hopeless mindset in the fucking pyramid. Think of yourself as the executive vice president of programming at the All Suicide Channel. Think of what you have to work with in the pyramid of the hopeless. You have homeless, imprisoned, condemned, depressed, and terminally ill people. And I'm going to bet you anything, in this depraved culture of ours, bet you anything, with the reality show mentality we have on the All Suicide Channel, you could get 500 of these hopeless people to hold hands and jump into the Grand Canyon. One of those things they buy for themselves when they're trying to take their minds off how badly they're getting fucked by the system. I know what you do. Just before these people jump, you give them a hat with a camera in it.
Or literally anything at all that might prevent acts of horrifying, senseless violence. According to a recent ONN poll, the nation is united in saying that the key to preventing future tragedies is a drastic change in gun control, mental health care, school security, media coverage, violent entertainment, the fragility of the human condition, and really so many other things we probably haven't even thought of yet. Jesus. The Randolph Center for Public Health and Safety also released a statement saying, quote, if you look at statistics regarding gun violence in the United States, you'll see the recent shooting is a clear cry for any fucking thing at all to please, please be different. In Washington, lawmakers have reached a bipartisan agreement that the U.S. desperately needs tighter firearm restrictions or looser firearm restrictions, or according to a Beltway insider, quote, honestly, whatever option just makes these things stop, do that one. President Obama's speech this week on proposed reforms is expected to last 5 straight days and will culminate with a vote on whether or not to call this whole America thing off.
Call it off. Hey, look, I'm furious. This is WCOMLP Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill. I do this every Thursday, and we're going to transition out into some more stuff locally produced. I'll be back next week. Yeah, this show has been kind of dark because, golly, this world is so effed up. That's why I'm furious. Hope you are, too. If you're not, you're not paying attention. Right there in the background. Who effing knows? Mixed by the resident alien Gaslight Killer. We also had some stuff from Bass Nectar. Fun other music and clips from George Carlin. Common Dreams quotes about global warming. Some other fun stuff. If you want to learn more about the Furious George show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you can check out some of my old stuff. This show has been kind of all over the place just because that's how I feel at the moment. This world is so crazy. But look, if you're like me, this kind of experience makes me feel a little bit better at the end of everything. So if your cathartic release has been as good as mine, more power to you. I'll be back. In the meantime, be furious. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious!
utility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud. I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay. Aw, fuck it. Trouble. I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression. Don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you! What?